Good evening, good evening. Hey, Divine Ones, how y'all doing? Yes, babe, got my Divine Ones in here tonight. Come on in. Come on in. Come on in. Come on in. Come on in, baby. How y'all doing? Yes, come on in. Come on in. Look, I feel the spirit already. I feel the spirit already, baby. Come on in. Come on in. Yes, Stephanie say, y'all, it's the excitement for me to hear this word. Yes, baby. That's what I'm talking about. That excitement. Y'all, come on in. Hey, Melanie Rankin. How you doing? Hey, Nikosha. How you doing? Good evening. Good evening. Priscilla Taylor. How you doing? Good evening. Come on in. Come on in. How y'all doing, baby? Come on in. Sherelle Jenkins, good evening. Come on in. Yes, baby. Patricia Johnson, I see you. Come on in. Sandy and Blue Survival Revival, I see you. I love you too, baby. Come on in. Kenzie, I see you. Tammy Ferguson, I see you. Good evening. Come on in. Ashley Washington, good evening. Come on in. Dr. J in this thing. Come on in, Dr. J. Come on in, Ms. Marshall. Come on in, Tracy Hudson. Yes, I see you. Come on in. Blessed in every area of my life. Good evening. Come on in. Patrice, good evening. Coach Tyson, good evening. How you doing? Come on in. Samantha Jackson, good evening. Come on in, come on in, come on in, baby. Listen, baby, been waiting all day to get on here with y'all. Do y'all understand me? Excited about what God is doing in your life in this season. I feel the excitement. I feel the anointing. I feel it. I feel it. I feel it. It was already in here, baby. Y'all had already set the tone. Y'all had already set the atmosphere for everything that God is getting ready to do tonight. I'm excited about this next level that y'all are going to. Shemaine Davis, I see you. Kiara Walker, I see you. Jay Blessed, Katia Esther, Alicia Marie, I see you. Y'all come on in. Get y'all some water, baby. Get your nighttime evening drink. Get your nighttime evening drink. Get you some nighttime tea, baby. And come on in. Come on in. Settle on in with the Divine Ones, baby. We changing it up a little bit for y'all. We usually be live in the mornings. Now we kicking this thing off in the evening time. We kicking this thing off at night, baby. So y'all come on in. Come on in. Come on in. That's right, Yvonne. Yvonne Harris say it's going to be lit, baby. It's going to be lit. The kingdom of God is lit. Tiff, Tiff, I see you. Come on in. Make sure y'all put y'all locations in the comments too, baby. Let me see where y'all tuning in from. Because y'all know what we say, baby. We got Divine Ones all over the world. We got Divine Ones all over the world. So come on in. Come on in. Drop them locations in the comments, baby. Let me see where our people at. Let me see where our family at. Yes, baby. The Branch Gospel Sower said getting ready for Houston. Yes, baby. We getting ready for Houston. March the 16th. Get your tickets. Go to IamLatoyaOkill.com and get your tickets, baby. Yes. Dr. J say, I like the evening sessions. Come on now. McKinney, Virginia, in here. Lathonia, Georgia. Gwinnett, Georgia, I see you. Tampa, Florida, I see you, Miss Tracy. Covington, Georgia, in this thing. Come on, Covington, Georgia. Yes, baby. Tampa, Florida. Okay, come on, come on, come on. Y'all share this live real quick, baby. Get our Divine Ones in here. Tennessee, I see you. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, I see you. Yes, yes. Share this live, baby. Make sure y'all like this video, too. Remember, I tell y'all, every time you hit share, every time you put a comment in the comment section, every time you hit that like button, you helping more people get their transformation. You're helping more people come into the knowledge. You helping more people wake up to their true identity. It's too many people that's sleeping. Too many people that's sleeping in the spirit. This is the season to wake up. To wake up, baby. For people to wake up to their true identity in Christ. For people to wake up and understand, I am a divine one. Oh, put that in the comments, baby. Say, I am a divine one. Divine means of God. It means by God. You were made in the image and the likeness of God. You are from God. That is your home. That is your source. Come on now. And I hear him saying tonight, it's time to come on back home. It's time. You look, you done ran long enough. You done been out there like an orphan for long enough. Now it's time for you to come home. It's time for you to come back to your source. Somebody put it in the comments tonight, baby. Say, I am a divine one. It don't matter what you think about me. It don't matter what you say. Listen, these folks try to come up, talk about what you used to do and where you used to be and what you used to be involved in. And y'all don't know it like I do. And you don't know him like I do. Tell these folks, baby, say you on some old stuff. You got to re-meet me. I'm a divine one, baby. I don't even know what you're talking about. Who is you? Who is you? Y'all put that in the comments, baby. Look, if you know, you know. You got to be a divine one to know what we talk about. Put it in the comments, baby. Say, who is you? Tell me what I used to do. Tell me who I used to be. Therefore, there is now no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus, baby. The moment you gave your life to Christ, the moment you came into the kingdom, the moment you told the devil bye-bye, bye devil with your ugly self, because I'm serving God now, baby. I'm on the winning team. That shut up everybody's mouth that got something nasty, evil, wicked, manipulative to say about you. You are a new creation. That's right, baby. Who is you? They got to re-meet you. They got to re-meet you. Every day you're growing. Every day you're becoming. Every day, baby, what we said, your value is going up. Your value is going up. And what? Your time is too expensive. Oh, got to be quicker than that. Somebody put it in the comments, baby. Say, got to be quicker than that. They trying to come around with that same old stuff. Oh, no, 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 baby. The enemy ain't going to get you to trip up the way he used to get you. He ain't going to get you to respond like you used to respond. They got to re-meet you. That's right, Nikosha. They got to meet the new you. The new you. Because you on some new stuff now, baby. And every day your value is going up. Every day, baby, your time is going up. If they want to connect with you, that's what I hear the Lord say. They got you ain't coming down to where they at. They got to come up to where you at. You an eagle. Eagle suit up. Come on now. Eagle suit up, baby. We continuing this eagle series for 2024. I need all my eagles to suit up tonight. Drop them eagle emojis. I feel the power of the Holy Spirit. Drop them eagle emojis in the comments, baby. I need some eagles. There you go, Miss Marshall. Drop them eagle emojis, baby. I need some eagles to suit up tonight. Because I hear the Lord say you are eagle. And you don't come down to the level of no chicken. Ooh. You don't come down to the level of no chicken, baby. If the chicken want to reach you. Y'all remember that little cartoon called Kim Possible? It's the shit you say, call me, beat me if you want to reach me. Eagles don't be saying that to no chickens. Eagles don't be talking about no call me, beat me if you want to reach me. No, baby. Chicken got to come up to your level. See, chicken used to be able to call you, beat you if they wanted to reach you. They used to be able to call you and hit you with that. What you doing? Come through. Hey, big head. Not no more. Because you've been getting his knowledge. Mm-hmm. You've been in here with the divine ones, baby. You've been tuning in with this eagle series. Come on now. You've been getting new knowledge. You've been growing. You've been self-developing. You've been evolving. Now you're on a whole nother level. Eagle suit up. Come on now. That's it, Robert Brown. Y'all drop them eagle emojis. That's it, Shemaine. Drop them eagle emojis, baby. You an eagle. And I hear the Lord say it's time to suit up. It's time to put on the whole armor of God, baby, that you may be able to stand in the evil day. Because we in the evil day right now. And you better make sure you got on your suit. Make sure you got on your armor, baby. You are an eagle. I tell y'all all the time, the Lord did not send me to speak to no followers. I ain't come to speak to no followers. I ain't come to speak to no fans. I ain't come to speak to no chickens. Come on now. I came to speak to some leaders, baby. Put it in the comments tonight. Say, I am a leader. I am a leader. What did we say on the other live we did, baby, when I was telling y'all about when I was a little girl and we went to school? And if I was the leader that day, baby, you led the line. You set the tone for the day. Everybody else had to fall in line. Everybody else had to get behind me. And I hear the Lord say, baby, that this is your season. Oh, come on now, Divine Ones, y'all better share this live tonight, because I feel we're going to another level tonight, baby. Listen, think it not strange that Holy Spirit switch this thing from the morning to the night. I hear the Lord say that your transformation is about to be accelerated, baby. You about to go from 0 to 100 real quick in the spirit. Glory be to God. I hear the Lord say this is your season to tell the devil, get thee behind me. Come on now. Satan, move out of my way. Sickness, move out of my way. Depression, move out of my way. I came to speak to some folks that's been in the trenches. I came to speak to that sickness. It got to move out of your way. Somebody tell the enemy tonight, say, get behind me. Get behind me. That's it, Dr. J. You the lion leader. Ooh, I like that, baby. You the lion leader. I hear the Lord say, lion leader, suit up. Eagle, suit up, baby. And tell that sickness to get behind me. Move out of my way. I am healed. I came to speak to some folks that been going through it, baby. You've been dealing with a sickness, with an illness in your body, with a disease in your body. I hear the Lord say, put it in the comments tonight, baby. Speak it out of your mouth. Say, I am healed. And I want you to speak it with the authority of the Holy Spirit. I want you to speak it with the boldness of the Holy Spirit. For the word of God declares, baby, that the righteous are as bold as a lion. Oh, and I hear the Lord say, baby, that I need you to stand on kingdom business. And I need you to speak that thing out of your mouth tonight. Say, I am healed. I don't know what you're talking about, doctor. I don't know what you're talking about, nurse. Come on now. Do your job. Do what you need to do. But I'm just letting you know I'm healed. It is already done, baby. It's already done in the spirit. Y'all put it in the comments tonight, baby. Say, I am healed. No longer will that sickness keep on wreaking havoc on you. No longer will that sickness keep on having you in bondage. I hear the Lord say, speak it from your lips tonight, baby. Say, I am healed. Speak over your baby. Lay hands on your baby. What I told y'all, it's in your voice. Come on now. Divine Ones, put it in the comments tonight, baby. Say it out of your mouth. Say it's in my voice. Ooh, y'all gonna have to keep up tonight, baby, because the Holy Spirit ain't playing. Put it in the comments, baby. Say it's in my voice. If I ain't got it, it's because I ain't been speaking it. I've been saying the wrong thing. My healing is in my voice. My breakthrough is in my voice. I hear the Lord say, I have touched your mouth. Just like he spoke to Jeremiah. He said, I have touched your mouth. Come on now. And I have put my words in your mouth. He says, speak it. It's in your voice. It's in your voice. Do you not know that your inheritance, baby, the blessing that the Lord has for you, it is voice activated. Ooh, what you say? Come on now. Somebody put it in the comments, baby. Say, what you say? That's what we say down here. Put it in the comments, baby. Say, what you say? Your blessings are voice activated. When I understood that, baby, we finna get into the word, but y'all know how we do. Y'all know it's custom that you get your appetizer first, then we get to the word, then we get to the meat. Okay. Come on now, put it in the comments. Say, what you say? What you say? When I understood that my stuff that God got for me, my blessings, my inheritance, that it is voice activated, that God programmed it to my voice, that freed me. And it's going to free you tonight. Come on now. When you understand that there is nothing that nobody can say to stop the move of God in your life. Because when they open up their mouth, I feel the power of God. When they open up their mouth and they start talking evil against you, when they open up their mouth, God ain't hearing that. God ain't even listening to that. Because God say, I'm listening for your voice. Come on now. He say, your blessing is activated. It is programmed to your voice. So what Susan them say don't stop your stuff. Come on now. What Bill and them say won't stop your stuff. What the haters over there talking about won't stop your stuff. But what you say. See, once I truly understood that, it freed me. Because I used to sit up all night long. I used to worry my little self to death about what somebody was going to say about me. Oh, what somebody going to think about me? Well, what if they say this? Well, what if they say that? God said, forget them folks, baby. Y'all put it in the comments. Say, forget them folks. That's a powerful stance to make in the spirit. When you become sold out for Christ and you say, I don't care what they say about me. I don't care what they call me. They can call me whatever they want to call me, baby. Forget them folks. I'm standing on kingdom business. Talk about me if you want to. Okay. Lie on me if you want to, baby. I hear the Lord say, what them folks saying don't even matter. The only thing that matter is what's coming out of your mouth. God has touched your mouth. And I hear him say, speak my words. Speak life over your home. Speak life over your marriage. Speak life over your money, over your finances. Speak life over your children. Speak life over your sons and your daughters. It's in your voice. Thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established unto you. Come on now. Do you know, baby, that you got the power to decree some things? Come on now. Do you know that you got the power to set some things in motion just by your words alone? Life and death is right here. It's in your tongue. It's in your mouth. Oh, you are one sentence away. You are one mindset shift away from changing your whole life, baby, from inheriting the new life that the Holy Spirit, that God has for you. I feel the power of God tonight. Father, I pray that your word, I pray that your will be done tonight. God, I pray that somebody is healed through this word. I thank you, Lord, right now, that this word is reaching the people that it's for, that is blessing people all over the world, that is helping people get transformation, that is helping people rise up and tap into their true leadership kingdom identity. In Jesus' name. Come on now. Somebody put it in the comments, baby. Say, in Jesus' name. Oh, in Jesus' name. Have you been speaking his name, baby? Because at the sound of his name, demons will tremble. Demons will flee. Every knee shall bow. Come on now. And every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. He is Lord. Whoever you following, whoever you sitting up under, you better make sure that that's who they following. You understand me? You better make sure that that's they going. You better make sure, baby, that they know Jesus. I ain't sitting up on nobody influencing me and you don't believe in Jesus. What? Who is you? Who is you? That work for y'all going on, because that ain't for me. I need to know. You for Jesus? Well, I'm with you. Let's go. Let's ride. Somebody put it in the comments, baby. Say, let's ride. That's what I hear the Holy Spirit say, baby. He's saying, let's ride. Divine One suit up. Eagle suit up, baby. It's time to ride, baby. Put it in the comments. Say, let's ride. Eagle suit up. Glory be to God. God put it in my heart to do this eagle series, because he said this is the season for the eagles to suit up. This is the season for the divine ones to ascend, to go to another level. Y'all been growing. You've been getting transformation. You've been making steps. You've been making progress. But I hear the Lord say, it's time to take it up a notch. It's time to take it up a notch. It's time to dominate like the Lord commanded you to, baby. It's time to lead. It's time to be the leader. It's time to let Satan know to get behind me. Because this is my season to be everything that God has created me to be. That's what I hear y'all saying, baby, in this season. If y'all didn't catch the last episode of the Eagle series, y'all got to make sure you go back. Make sure you don't miss not one episode. Don't miss not one episode of this series, of this live series. I want you to treat it just like you was watching a Netflix show and you binging on a Netflix show. Come on now. You don't miss not one episode. You go back and find out what happened with such and such. What happened with the man I see? When he died? I don't even remember. I got to go back and watch the episode. You go back and you watch that thing faithfully. So I hear the Lord say, I need you to put me on Front Street in this season. Tell Netflix and them they can wait. Tell Tubi and all them apps, Tubi and Freevee and all them apps you watch your movies and your shows and stuff on, they can wait. You got to prioritize your soul. You got to prioritize your transformation. If you want something different from God in this season, you got to do something different. You got to move different. Your priorities have to change. Your priorities have to shift. And when your priorities shift and you start prioritizing your soul, you start seeking the kingdom of God with your whole heart. Watch and see how God moved for you, baby. Glory be to God. On the last episode, we talked about the parable of the eagle. The parable of the eagle. I'm going to read the full story for y'all. The eagle has the longest lifespan of its species. It can live up to 70 years. But to reach this age, the eagle must make a very difficult decision. Y'all remember that from the last episode? I want you to put it in the comments, baby. Say, I gotta make a decision. I gotta make a decision. Just like this eagle, you gotta make a decision. In order to reach that long lifespan, the eagle has to make a tough decision. In its 40th year, the eagle's long and flexible talons can no longer grab prey like it used to. Its long and sharp beak becomes bent. His beak ain't as sharp as it used to be. Over time, it get old, it get dull. He can't tear into that flesh like he used to. He can't tear into that prey like he used to. His feathers become old in age, and his wings become heavy. That's it, baby. Put it in the comments. Say, I gotta make a decision. I gotta make a decision. That's it. His feathers become old in age, and his wings start getting heavy. Them big feathers, them powerful feathers, them wings that he done stretched out, and them wings that done took him through the storm, that he done glided with, that he done flew with all these years. Them wings start getting old. Them wings start getting heavy. Come on now. The feathers become thick and they stick to his chest, making it difficult for him to fly. Then the eagle is left with only two options. Somebody say, I have two options. Put it in the comments, baby. Say, I have two options. You got two options, baby. Glory be to God. The eagle is left with two options. Die, that's the first option, or go through a painful process of change. That's it. So put it in the comments, baby. Y'all get y'all journals too. Get your journals and your blue ink pens and put it in the comments. Say, I have two options. What we said on the last episode, barbecue or mildew. After you say, I got two options, I want you to put it in the comments, baby. Say, barbecue or mildew. What you gonna do? Barbecue or mildew, baby. That's what we say down here. You gonna barbecue or mildew? You gonna get up and be about the Father's business? You gonna stand on kingdom business? Or are you gonna give up? Are you gonna give up? I came to tell some folks tonight, baby, that you done got too late in the game to try to give up now. You can't give up now, baby. You're gonna have to ride this thing till the wheels fall off. You're gonna have to keep on riding, because I hear the Lord say that I didn't bring you this far to leave you. I didn't bring you this far for you to give up now. Somebody put it in the comments. Say, I can't give up now. Can't give up now, baby. I feel like Mary tonight. You can't give up now. Put it in the comments, baby. Can't give up now. I don't know what you're talking about. Tell these folks, say, you talking like a foolish person. You must be crazy. I ain't giving up on God, because he will never give up on me. Come on now. Put it in the comments. That's it, Tamil. You can't give up now. That's it, Hope. You can't give up now, baby. God done brought you too far. Y'all got to keep on pushing, baby. You got to keep on going. You can't give up now, because the best is yet to come. You ain't seen your best days yet, baby. You think you done seen something. But I hear the Lord say, you ain't seen nothing yet. The enemy wants you to throw in the towel before this thing get good. He wants you to give up. He wants you to throw away your faith. He wants you to throw away your confidence in God. But I hear the Lord say, you can't give up now. I done brought you out of too much stuff. I done carried you through them seasons where you thought you was gonna die, where you thought that that was it for you. Who am I talking to tonight, baby? If I'm talking to you, put it in the comments. Say, you talking to me? You talking to me? I'm talking to some folks that done slid down the wall doing the ugly cry. Somebody hurt you so bad, you slid down the wall with the ugly face doing the ugly cry. Y'all know them cries I'm talking about. Well, they just broke your soul. They broke your soul, baby. You didn't know how you were going to get up off that floor. They hurt you so bad. That thing ain't hurt. I'm talking about sure enough hurt, baby. I'm talking to some folks that been going through it, that done went through the trenches, baby. Glory be to God. I came to speak life over you tonight. I command your spiritual ears to be made open, baby, to the word that the Lord has for you. And I command your soul, your spirit, to receive this word tonight, to eat it all up, baby, because I hear the Lord say that it's good for your soul. He said, you've been eating natural food all day, but what have you fed your soul? Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes forth out of the mouth of God. We need his words. His words are bread to us, baby. His words are our daily bread. We need his word. Somebody put it in the comments. I dare you to say it. Tell the Lord, say, I need your word. I need your word. I need your Holy Spirit. Put it in the comments, baby. Say, I need him. I need your word. Glory to God. You're going to need him, baby. Because in order for you to go through this painful process of change, just like the eagle does, you're going to need the Holy Spirit. You won't be able to make it without him. Do you understand me? You will not be able to remain sane. You'll end up losing your mind. Any of y'all ever sat somewhere sometime like I do, and I'll be saying, Toya, how in the world you ain't lost your mind? How in the world you ain't went crazy? You supposed to be in the psych ward somewhere. How is you? You done took a licking and kept on ticking. Any of y'all ever sit sometime and be like, you know what? How I'm still here? How I didn't die in that mess? Oh, Jesus, I went through it. Come on now. Who am I talking to, baby? You sit sometime and be like, how in the world I made it with these children and I ain't lose my mind? Single mothers, if I ain't talking to nobody, I know I'm talking to some single mothers. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You ever sit there sometime, baby, be like, how in the world I ain't lose my mind with these children? You be sitting up there trying to figure out bills, trying to figure out transportation, trying to figure out food, trying to figure out clothes. Winter coming, they need coats, they need socks, they need shoes. And they be sitting up there talking about, Mom, I'm hungry. Mom, I'm thirsty. Mom, I... And you sitting up there trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents. You like, child, I don't even know. Y'all sitting up here talking about Mom, and Mom need to be calling somebody. Mom need help. Come on now. You done had to be strong when you ain't have no strength in you. Who am I talking to tonight, baby? You know you supposed to been lost your mind. 5 or 6 times you supposed to been admitted. 5 or 6 times, but you still ticking. You still wake up every day with a smile on your face. You still wake up every day making breakfast for your children. You still wake up every day serving your husband. Come on now. You still wake up every day clocking in on that job. Oh, don't get me started on the 9 to 5, baby. Because I know many of y'all done sat just like how I did. I done sat sometime and thought, Lord, how in the world I ain't lost my mind up here on this job? How in the world I ain't went upside these 4 heads by now? I supposed to been in jail. I supposed to been got me about 2 or 3 charges up here fooling around with these folks. Especially when I was working in food service. Oh, Lord Jesus. Come on now, folks coming in there throwing money on the counter because they don't want to touch your hand. If you don't pick that money up off that counter and put it in my hand, and put it in my hand, I'm human just like you is. Come on now, how many times you done sat somewhere? Lord, how I ain't lost my mind. You know why you didn't lose your mind, baby? Because God was with you. God was with you. When the enemy came in like a flood, baby, I hear the Lord say, I sent in my spirit, and my spirit lifted up a standard. So when you wanted to go upside that man's head, when you wanted to go upside that woman's head, come on now, God said, I didn't let it go down like that. I didn't let you lose your composure like that. I didn't let you lose your cool like that. When you wanted to give it all up, when you wanted to give up on your children because it was too hard, when you wanted to give up on that job because it was too hard, some way, somehow, by the grace of God. Somebody put it in the comments, baby. Say, by the grace of God. Some way, somehow, by the grace of God, you didn't go off. You made it through that day. And not only did you make it through that day, but you made it with grace. You was able to smile in the midst of your adversity. You was able to smile in the midst of your storm, baby. That's how an eagle ride the storm. That's how an eagle uses the storm. Glory be to God. That's it, baby. That's it, Sister Webster. Come on now. That's it, Patrice. By the grace of God. That's it, Quintaja. By the grace of God. Listen to the rest of the story, baby. His beak becomes bent. His feathers become old in age. And his wings become heavy. His feathers become thick and they stick to his chest making it hard for him to fly. Then the eagle is left with the two options, die or go through a painful process of change. This process lasts for 150 days, 5 months. 5 months. Remember now, I told y'all, this is the way the Lord gave it to me. This is the parable of the eagle. Remember, you got to go back and watch the last episode to understand what I was telling y'all about the parable and what that means. I want you to focus on the heavenly meaning of the story. Not fact checking the story to see what's true and what's false and what's speculation. And we don't know that and we don't listen. When Jesus told that parable, you focus on that spiritual meaning. The story is only there to drive the point of the spiritual meaning. I want you to focus on the spiritual meaning. This process lasts 150 days, 5 months. The process requires the eagle to fly to a mountaintop. Put this in the comments real quick, baby. Say, I got to get to the mountaintop. I got to get to the mountaintop. Write it in your journal too. I got to get to the mountaintop. I did a word about that one time, baby. The Lord say, I need you to meet me. See, not around everybody else. Because what God going to do with you, there will not be a crowd around. There will not be a congregation around. God don't move like that. I learned that about God. Now, I've gotten a lot of breakthroughs in church and in front of everybody and in front of the congregation. But you know, when I got my real growth, when I got my real transformation, when it wasn't nobody but me and the Holy Spirit, I was out by myself and I heard the Holy Spirit say, I need you to meet me at the mountaintop. Get to the mountaintop, baby. That's what I want you to be saying. I got to get to the mountaintop. And what does that mean spiritually for you? I hear the Lord say, I need you to get in a place where you can only hear my voice. I remember when I first started doing what I'm doing right now, I heard the voice of God speak to me so clearly. And the Holy Spirit came to me. He said, I need you. He said, I'm finna put you in a place where every single thing, every single person that is influencing you, he said, I'm about to remove them. They about to be gone because I need you to get to a place where I am your only influence. I need you to get to a place where you can only hear my voice because I am leading you to a land. Y'all listen to your heavenly Father speaking tonight, baby. I hear him say that I am leading you to the promised land. Promised land. Put it in the comments, baby. Say the promised land. God said, I'm leading you to the promised land. See, you've been praying all your life to get to that place of happiness, to get to that place of joy, to get to that place of peace, get to that place of abundance, to where you ain't got to worry about money. You ain't got to worry about finances. You ain't got to worry about being sick. He said, I'm trying to get you there, but you got to eliminate the distractions and you got to get to the mountaintop, baby. You got to get to the place where I am your only influence. Holy Spirit, come on now. God got to be number one. He got to be number one. Because I hear him say, I'm leading you to the promised land. See, the promised land is in your view. It's in your view. It is closer than you think. What's your rearview mirror say? What them words on your rearview mirror say? Somebody put it in the comments. Who know? Who know? Put it in the comments. When you looking on your car, look in your car, look at the rearview mirror in your car. What do those words on the rearview mirror say? Somebody put it in the comments. Okay, come on, Ashley Washington. Objects are closer than they appear. It says objects in mirror. Look at it the next time you get in your car. It says objects in mirror are closer than they appear. So I hear the Lord say, baby, that the promised land is closer than it appears. Your breakthrough is closer than it appears. Your healing is closer than it appears. It may appear to be far away from you, just like in that mirror. Look like that sign is a long way from you. But I hear the Lord say that it is closer than it appears. Don't let the enemy fool you. Don't fall for the foolishness. Don't fall for the trickery. Don't fall for the drama, baby. Destiny is closer than it appears. Destiny is now. See? Your destiny is now. Now is the time for you to make the decision. Are you going to die or are you going to go through the painful process of change? Listen to what the ego has to do, baby. This process that the eagle is about to go through, it requires the eagle to fly to a mountaintop and to sit on its nest. At that place, the eagle knocks off his beak. He knocks it off against a rock and he plucks it out. Come on now. Glory be to God. Then the eagle will wait for the new beak to grow back, after which it will pluck out its talons. So when he get to the mountaintop, when he get to that place of isolation, when he get to that secret place with God, when you get to that place, baby, that secret place with God, many of you, you are in that place right now. You have eliminated all the distractions. You have eliminated all the hindrances. You done got to your spiritual mountaintop. And I hear the Lord say, that is where I'm going to give you your instructions. God is going to begin to show you people. He's going to begin to show you things. That's why the enemy want to keep you wrapped up and tied up with these folks. Because as long as you cuddled up with stuff, as long as you right up, it's right up in your face and it's all up in your ear, you can't think. You can't see. You're drunk in the spirit. That's why the word says be sober. Somebody put it in the comments, baby. Say be sober. See, I was in a place that I was drunk in the spirit. I wasn't woke. I was drunk in the spirit. I had my head in the clouds. I'm listening to folks. I'm letting folk lead me, letting folk tell me how to live, how to do this, how to do that. I can't think for myself. I'm drunk in the spirit. Y'all know that's how it is when you're drunk. You can't walk in the natural. Think about when you're drunk. You ain't got no control over yourself. Folks got to carry you. Okay, let's talk about it because, you know, we always been divine ones, baby. Think about them days where you were clubbing. Think about them days where you were clubbing and they had to carry you home. Somebody had to tote you home. You don't even remember how you got home. You don't even remember how you got in the dough. We just woke up the next day and we saw we was in our bed. Lord, I thank you. You woke up the next day, you're like, ooh, somebody put me in the bed. I don't know who did. Somebody put me in this thing, baby. Look, I ain't talking to my super saved folks. I ain't talking to the folks that ain't there. I don't know what she talking about, baby. I have always served the Lord. I ain't talking to you. Come on now, Laura. Clothes still on. You know that with God. Enemy could have had his way with you. But God said, that's my child. That's my chosen one. Come on now. It's just like in the natural. When you drunk, you don't know. You don't know if you going or coming. You don't know what going on. You dancing with somebody. They look like that drink telling you they look good. That drink telling you, oh, okay. Yeah. Men, y'all know what I'm talking about. Women, y'all know what I'm talking about. Yeah, you just, till them lights come on. Till you go to sobering up. You go to looking. You like, yeah, as cute as I thought they was. Come on now, it was the alcohol. What does it do? It clouds your judgment. And you make decisions against your better judgment. That's what happens when you're drunk. And it's the same way in the spirit. You can be drunk in the spirit. Did y'all know that? That's why the word tells us to be sober. Be sober. Be vigilant. Watch. Because your adversary is on the prowl. The enemy is on the prowl, baby. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He comes to devour. So if you drunk in the spirit, if you don't know your left from your right, you don't know who you are, you don't know you chosen, you don't know you a divine one. You jumping in the car with whoever. You going with whoever. You talking to whoever. You ain't got no boundaries. You don't have no standards. No morals. What you think gonna happen? The enemy chew you up and spit you out. So you gotta be sober. You got to be on your post. You got to watch. Somebody put it in the comments, baby. Say, watch and pray. You got to watch and pray. Glory be to God. Be sober and watch, because your adversary, he's on the prowl, baby. He's on the hunt. So I was in that season. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I was in that season where I was in. I was just like that. I was drunk in the spirit, and God knew it. See, you can be called. You can be a chosen one, but that don't mean the enemy don't get you caught up sometime. You get slipped up sometime, and you don't know who you are. You forget who you are. And I remember when I first got started doing what I'm doing right now, the Lord said, woman, you're drunk in the spirit. I need you to be sober. You listening to people. You letting people influence you. You done lost your, you done came off your post. He said, I need you to watch. I need you to pray. And I need you to get to the mountaintop. And let me tell you, the mountaintop can be a number of places. Because see, for me, the house that I just moved out of, that was my mountaintop. That was my mountaintop. I remember a few years ago when God spoke that to me, when he showed me how I had came off my post, how I had forgotten, I didn't know who I was, didn't know I was chosen, accepting less than what I deserve. Who am I talking to, baby? Letting folks treat you any kind of way, letting folks lie to you, letting folks talk to you any kind of way because you don't know your identity, you don't know your worth. Come on now. Women being with men that don't deserve you, men being with women that don't deserve you, not knowing your worth, not knowing your true identity in Christ, that's drunk in the spirit. So the Lord spoke to me. He said, I need you to get to the mountaintop. In other words, God was telling me, I need you to get in here in this house. I need you to block some phone numbers. I need you to shut some doors. You got some doors that you done left open. That's why the enemy keep creeping in. That's why he keep creeping back in, because you leaving doors open. God spoke to me, just like he's speaking to many of you right now through this word. He's saying, shut the door. Put it in the comments, baby. Say, shut the door. Shut the door. They coming in because you still got the door open. You still got the door cracked. You leave your door open to your house, baby, and wake up in the morning. All kind of stuff going to be in your house. You got to shut the door. Some of you, the Lord is telling you, shut the door to your heart. Stop giving these people. Stop giving certain people. Stop giving certain things, certain places, access to your heart, access to your pearls. These are your pearls, baby. And Jesus told us, he said, do not cast your pearls before swine. I feel the power of God tonight. He said, do not give what is holy to the dogs. Jesus called them dogs. Do you understand me? Do not give what is holy to the dogs. Do not cast your pearls to swine, to pigs. What did he say? Lest they turn and tear you to pieces. They going to take them pearls you gave them and they going to stomp them under their feet. They going to trample them under their feet. So the Lord spoke to me. He said, woman, get in this house. That was my mountaintop. What's your mountaintop? And you don't know it, sit with God. He going to reveal it to you. You got to get to the mountaintop. For this eagle, he get off in a, he go off all by himself in the, to the mountaintop. See, because you're about to go through a painful process of change. The eagle is about to go through a painful process of change. That's not a place where everybody going to be at. Because what you get ready to go through when you go through that transformation, let's be real and let's speak the real of the real, it's going to get ugly. It's about to get ugly. The eagle tearing his beak off. Come on now. He ripping his talons off. He tearing his feathers off. It's about to get real ugly. Somebody put it in the comments, baby. Say, it's about to get ugly. When God go to pulling stuff out of you, baby, God starts showing me all kind of stuff about myself. I saw, oh, I used to think my stuff don't stink. God showed me real quick. Oh, yes, baby, it stink. Yes, ma'am, it stink. Your attitude stinks. Pluck it out. Tear it off. Yeah, it hurt because you got to swallow your pride. Yeah, it hurt because you want to tell somebody off. Yeah, it hurt because you want to get your way. But God say every day you're not getting your way. It's about to get ugly. It's about to get ugly. Because we can see things in other people. But what happens when we got to see it in ourselves? Mm-hmm. You can easily see that person is distracting me. I need to get rid of that person. Come on now, Michaela Jones, thank you so much, baby. I need to get rid of them. I need to get rid of this. It's easy to see the external things outside of us. But what about when God show you the stuff that's in you that you got to pluck out? That you got to get rid of that hatred in your heart. You got to get rid of that envy in your heart. You got to get rid of that animosity in your heart. That wickedness, that little manipulation. God say, tear it out. Come on now. It's about to get ugly. It's about to get ugly. Because everything that you have been carrying up to this point, God says, when God reveals to you that it will no longer serve you in this new season, you got to get rid of it. You got to shed the old layers of yourself. The old you must die. The old you must go through a spiritual death. That's why it's so painful. Because you are spiritually dying. The old you is dying. And at the same time, the new you is emerging. The new you is being born again. What happens in the story when the eagle beats his beak off? It grows back. Come on now. So I hear the Lord say that as you shed, as you tear off the old layers, as you rip off the things that no longer serve you, the traits, the personality traits, the behaviors that no longer serve you. He said a new you is emerging. The new you is being born. The new you is rising to the surface. That's a process. That does not happen overnight. That does not happen overnight. That's a process. True repentance, true transformation, it is a process. You will not unlearn all this stuff overnight. You will not unlearn all this stuff in the snap of a finger, in the twinkling of an eye. It took you a long time to become the person that you are right now. And if you want to break that, if you want to shed that, baby, you got to commit to the process of changing that. And it is a painful process. And a lot of people don't school you on that, don't educate you on that to tell you that it is a painful process. You are going to cry. But like I told y'all on the last episode, you gonna cry either way it go. You gonna bleed either way it go. It's part of the human experience. You can't live this life without hurting yourself some type of way. You gonna bleed some kind of way. At some point in your life, you're gonna see bloodshed. At some point in your life, you're gonna cry. At some point in your life, you're gonna sweat. That's part of the flesh human experience. You can't escape that. So we might as well make up our mind that we're gonna let our tears be for something. Make up your mind, baby, that my tears will not be in vain. Put it in the comments, baby. Say, my tears are not in vain. You can decide that. You can decide. Are you gonna cry over some foolishness, or are you gonna cry on your way to the promised land? I made up my mind. If I do cry, if I do bleed, if I do sweat, it gonna be because I'm pursuing what God promised me. I'm going after my inheritance. Come on now. I feel like Caleb, baby, when the children of Israel, Caleb said, let us go up at once. I hear the Lord say, I need y'all to take on that Caleb spirit. When everybody else was afraid because they saw the giants in the land, everybody else was saying, oh no, it's big old giants in there and we can't go in there. I know this the land that God has promised us, but did you see how big them folks was in there, baby? It's giants in there. Meanwhile, Caleb was saying, we can take them. We can take them. Yeah, they will be, but we can take them. Let us go up at once and possess the land that the Lord has promised us, baby. I hear the Lord say, I want y'all to take on that Caleb spirit to say, let us go up at once. Yeah, this process going to be painful. Yeah, it's going to cry. I'm going to shed some tears. I'm going to cry sometime. Yeah, I'm going to bleed sometime. Yeah, I'm going to sweat sometime. Yeah, it's going to get a little uncomfortable for me. It's going to get a little painful for me. But let us go up at once. Caleb spirit. Come on now. Let us go up at once, for we are well able. I want you to speak that over yourself. Say, I am well able. Ooh, baby. Come on now. I am well able to possess the land. Yeah, this process gonna be painful. Yeah, this thing gonna hurt me when I gotta tell some folk no. Yeah, it gonna hurt me when I gotta block some phone numbers. Yeah, it gonna hurt me when I gotta die out of my old selfish ways. I gotta die out of my old jealous ways. My old manipulative, wicked ways. Yeah, it's gonna be uncomfortable. Yeah, it's gonna be painful. But I am well able. God ain't asking you to do nothing that he has not equipped you to do. Do y'all understand me? He ain't that type of God. If he telling you something, if he's commanding you to do something, if he told you, I need you to get to the mountaintop, you are well able to go through this process. Well able. It is at the mountaintop that the eagle knocks off his beak against a rock and he plucks it out. And he then waits for the new beak to grow back. After which he starts to pluck out his talons. Somebody put this in the comments. Say, it's a process. It's a process. You will not break every single bad habit that you have at one time. That's what the Lord wants y'all to pull from that piece of this parable. You will not break every single bad habit that you have at one time. It's a process. And a lot of this is going to happen in sequence. One thing got to happen first, and then the next thing going to happen. That's how it was with me. God fixes one area of your life. He get that together. Then once you master that, he move to the next thing. It is a continuous process of change. It is a sequence of change. God knows the way that he takes you, baby. He knows the way that he takes you. And one of the things I pulled from when I was reading this story about the sequence, I noticed with the eagle, he beats his beak off first. Then he waits for the new beak to grow back. Then he moves to his talons, his claws, and he tears those off. Come on now. With the new beak. So he tears the old beak off, waits for the new beak to grow back, and with the new beak, he tears off his talons and his feathers. This is what I pulled from that. This is what I noted from that. God spoke to me with that. Certain things have to happen. Remember that word I gave y'all where I told you these things must happen, what Jesus was telling us about the end times. Put that in the comments, baby. Say, these things must happen. That reminded me of when I started getting my transformation in the beginning, when God started isolating me, and I got in that house all by myself with nobody but me and my children. I told my mama, ain't nothing going on right now. I'm just to myself. You know, I'm just working on something right now. I eliminated all unnecessary conversations and stuff. I only talked to people on a need to talk to basis because I was just that focused on what the Lord had told me to do. And I remember when I was in that season and God was working on me. See, I wanted money. I needed money because I was like, Lord, I'm a single mama. I stepped out on faith. I'm doing what you told me to do, but how am I gonna pay these bills? How I'm gonna do this without money? I need some money. But money wasn't the first thing that God gave me. He revealed to me that it is a sequence. As I take you through this process, that there is a sequence. It's like a prerequisite. It's like a prerequisite. It's like certain things must happen first in order for the other things to happen. In order for the rest of the process to take place, this is the prerequisite. This is the stage. You cannot skip this stage. And with God, that stage is spirit. You got to get rich in spirit first. Whatever you want to have in the natural, it must begin in the spirit. When God tells you to get to the mountaintop, when God tells you, I need you to get to this place where I isolate you, And it's not isolation all by yourself and you turn into a hermit and you don't never talk to nobody else. God telling you to get to the mountaintop because you gonna rise. See, he taking you out all by yourself in order to elevate you. It ain't to cause you to just hide and hide away from people for the rest of your life and be in isolation. No, you're isolating to grow. You're isolating to elevate. Glory be to God. And so he revealed to me that it's a sequence. It's a sequence. I couldn't get the money until I got it in spirit first. I seen somebody put character development. You absolutely right, baby. Character development. God had to develop my character first. Because if he had gave me the money and I didn't have the character, if he had allowed me to be elevated without getting it in spirit first, I wouldn't be the woman that I am in front of this camera phone right now. I wouldn't be the woman that I am. I wouldn't have the heart that I have. In order for that eagle to get to that season where he mount up with wings, baby, and fly off that mountaintop, he got to go through that process. He got to make that decision. Because he realized that what he been doing ain't working for him no more. You got to get to a point in your life where you say, what I've been doing ain't working for me no more. It done got me far. It done got me some results. But if I want to take this thing to the next level, if I want to truly ascend, if I want to truly reach the life that God have for me, I'm going to have to make a decision. I'm going to have to shed the old layers of myself. I'm going to have to let certain parts of me die in order that I might live. Come on now. What we said, baby, sometimes God has to break their heart. I know it hurt. I know it hurt. But sometimes God has to break their heart in order to save your soul. Sometimes he has to break their heart in order to save your soul, baby. Glory be to God. Love more. You say, how can I hear him? I want you to watch these videos on my channel, baby. I got some videos here on the channel for you. It's over 1,400 videos here. Every single week I'm coming. I'm giving y'all the knowledge. I'm breaking it down, baby. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. This process. How did you not focus on money when you needed it the most? That's a good question, Michaela. I allowed God to be the masculine presence in my life. When I was going through that season, listen, God know you human. God know you got bills, you got stuff you need to pay. And the bills don't stop because you getting transformation. You know what I started doing? I started changing my lifestyle. Because I guarantee you, Michaela, and to the rest of you too, it's some things that you spending money on. It's some things that you think that you need that you really don't need. What I started doing was I eliminated everything that was not a necessity. Everything, listen, we was on a need to have basis. Everything that could be cut, it was cut. Do you understand me? It wasn't no, oh, I'm finna go get my hair did. It wasn't no, oh, we finna go eat out. It wasn't no, oh, I'm finna go get this, I'm finna go get that. Sacrifice. I sacrifice. Yeah, I wanted to get my hair did. I went in there in that closet and found some old hair that I had. I talked about this in some of my other videos, baby. I had that little stiff wig. I sprayed that wig, dyed on me about 5 or 6 times. But I get me a water bottle and I spray that thing, baby. I bring it back to life. See, God be looking at that. God be watching to see. And I seen this. With our money, with finances, it's just like time. Y'all notice how we'll always say we don't have time to do this. We don't have time to do that. And with the same breath, people in the same way, people will also say that they don't have money. I ain't got the money to do this. When in reality, you do. You do have the time and you do have the money. But where is your time going? Where is your money going? See, this is how you gonna make it through that mountaintop season. When you ain't got no finances and this all and you need God to move for you financially. You gotta start practicing stewardship. Kingdom stewardship. Glory be to God. Y'all hang on 1 second. You got to start practicing stewardship. You got to start looking at every dime you spend, every penny you spend. Do we need that? Now, it's not going to be like this always, but through for a season or two, you're going to have to, yeah, you're going to have to make them sacrifices. And you're going to have to give up the lifestyle that you have grown accustomed to. Me and my kids, baby, we had to give up the lifestyle that we had grown accustomed to. Because see, when I was out there, when I was in my mountaintop season, it wasn't about showboating. See, the eagle, I told y'all, it's about to get ugly. The eagle, he don't even look like an eagle. His beak is gone. His tail is gone. His feathers gone. You're going to have seasons with God where you won't look like a woman of God. You're going to have seasons where you don't look like a man of God. People will look at you and see what you're going through. They'll look at you and see how you're living. Oh, that's your leader. That's who y'all serve. That's who you, that's the woman of God. That's the man of God. It's about to get ugly. See, but what they don't know is that that ain't the end of your story. Humility. Humility with God, baby, it will get you so far. When God sees you sacrificing, when God sees that you could be spending your money on this and that, but you say, no, I'm a budget. No, I'm a save. Yeah, we can go by McDonald's and I can get these children some Happy Meals and stuff, but you know what? I'm going to go in here in this kitchen and I'm going to make some food. I'm going to prepare some food for us. God looking at that. He watching you. When you want to go, you looking at all these folks online. Because this is how we be doing. You looking at these folks online, where they getting their hair did, where they got, they wearing this and they wearing that, where they got this cute little set. I want this cute little set. You got to go look in your closet and wear your clothes you already got. You got to stop buying clothes. You got to stop buying hair. You got to stop buying shoes. You got to stop eating out. You got to eat at home. Come on now. You got to eat at home. And it's the sacrificing. It's the humility. You eliminate every single, you got to look at all your expenses, every single thing. And once you start tracking and you start taking an account of what is going out, you will find that you have more money than you thought. And it's the same way with time. It's the same way with time. Once you start tracking how you're spending your time, what are you spending your time doing? You will find that you have more hours than you thought. You will find that, oh, I just spent 45 minutes in there on the toilet with my phone in my hand. That was 45 minutes that I could have been working out. Because you've been finished on the toilet. You just sitting there with your phone scrolling. Start tracking your time and you're going to find out how much time you really got. You have an abundance of time. Start tracking your money and you're going to find out you have an abundance of money. But many times what it is our morals and our treasures have to change. Like, what is it that we value? I say your values and your desires. Your values and your desires have to change. Your treasure. The Bible says where your treasure is, there your heart is also. So you have, it ain't that we just dead broke and we don't have anything. You got a budget and you got a steward over what you do have. I don't care if it ain't but $100 a week. You have to live a lifestyle that is befitting for that $100 a week. You cannot try to live a lifestyle that is outside of that $100 a week. I didn't try to live a lifestyle that was beyond what God was blessing me and my children with. At that time, what we had, I'll give y'all a number. What was it? Child. It was less than $1,000 a month. Less than $1,000 a month for me and three children in a house by myself. You do the math. The math wasn't mathing. So what I had to do, I had to break all of that down. I had to break all of that down. I said, okay, we're going to live a lifestyle that is that is befitting for this $1,000 a month. Come on now. And I was prepared to do whatever I needed to do spiritually. what was in right standing with God's word. I was prepared to do whatever I needed to do. If that meant me moving in with my mama for a season, if that meant me moving in with my grandma for a season, getting a room in my grandma's house, because I, listen, when your mind is set on what you said you were going to do, you're going to find a way to get it done. And I'm telling y'all this, your mind is, you more powerful than you think you are. Glory be to God. God said, get to the mountaintop. He said, don't worry about the rest of it. He going to take care of you. He going to take care of you. And what you will find is that when you reach for it, it will be there. That's how it was with me. That's how I made it off less than $1,000 a month. Everything that I reached for, when I got ready to reach for some groceries, when I got ready to reach for, I needed a ride to get my baby to therapy. Listen, God, when you at the mountaintop, you get to a place where you got to depend on God for your daily bread. Do y'all hear what I'm telling you? God wants you to get to a place where you depend on him for your very life, for your very breath. Your daily bread come from him. I was at a place in my life where God was training me to trust him. God wants to train you to trust him. See, we think it's a bad thing. You may think it's a bad thing because you don't have gas for your car. You think it's a bad thing because you don't have bus money to be able to ride the bus and get to work in the morning. But I hear the Lord say, what I'm doing is I'm training you to trust me. Many times before God give you everything, he strip you down to nothing. Who am I talking to tonight? Before he give you everything, baby, he strip you down to nothing. Because he got to train you how to trust him. He got to train you how to call on him. Come on now. You got to learn how to get on them knees, baby. You got to know how to set that table even when you ain't got no food in there. Because you know that the Lord going to send somebody. I'm talking about that old time faith. Okay, I ain't talking about this new generation faith. That's some old time faith right there, baby. Where you go in there and set the table. Because you know that's faith right there. God finna provide a meal for us, baby. Y'all go set the table because we about to eat. That's that old time faith. Come on now. The principles don't change, baby. They still there. You just got to work it. I love y'all. I love y'all so much. Glory be to God. The eagle knocks his beak off against the rock until it plucks it out. Then the eagle will wait for the new beak to grow back, after which it will pull out its talons. When its talons grow back, the eagle starts plucking its old age feathers, and it waits for its feathers to grow back. And after this, listen to this, after this painful process, after this sacrificing that you're doing, after this crime you've been doing, after this living beneath your means, living below the lifestyle that you have grown accustomed to, after denying yourself, after humbling yourself, after going through this painful process of change, you're going to spend many days writing, journaling. When I was in my mountaintop season, I spent a lot of time writing, journaling. God was showing me so much about myself. All of your negative emotions, all of your negative feelings, when you're on your mountaintop, baby, you got to write it out. Write it down. What are you feeling right now? What are you thinking right now? Because this ain't no social media season. This ain't no season where you posting what's on your mind. This is a season where you're writing in your journal. What's on your mind? All of your negative emotions, all of your negative feelings. What thoughts are you thinking right now? Oh, I remember I was so hurt and I was so depressed during this time because it would be people that I would want to call so bad. I had to sit there. God had me to sit there and feel it. He said, I don't want you to medicate. I don't want you to get no drink. You ain't finna get no alcohol. You ain't finna get nothing. You ain't finna go nowhere. He said, I want you to sit right here and I want you to feel it. It's something powerful, baby, about sitting in that pain and you gotta feel it. That's how you break that habit. That's how you wean somebody off that drug, baby. They gotta sit down and they gotta feel it. You gotta go through spiritual withdrawal, baby. It's a whole withdrawal process that you have to go through. pain you feel, you gotta feel it. Don't run from it. The devil wants you to run from it. He wants you to go play that song you love to listen to. Go to God says sit in it and feel it. Because that pain has a healing agent in it, baby. It's gonna heal you. It's gonna make you better. It's gonna make you stronger. But you gotta sit in it. You gotta feel it. And then when you feel it, you gotta start writing. That's what God had me doing. This is what you're doing on the mountaintop. When I was sitting down in the pain, God had me to write. What am I feeling right now? Okay, I feel hurt. I feel broken. I feel pain. My heart is aching. Okay, why do I feel like this? Then I went to writing. How did I allow myself to get to this point? How did I get here? What happened? What was the series of events that led to me spiraling out of control like this? To where I felt like I couldn't live without this person and I couldn't live without this thing. Only thing you should feel like that about is God. Anything or anybody you feel like you can't live without, you're gonna die. That's a stronghold, baby. And that is not of God. The only stronghold that you should have should be the Lord Jesus Christ. He should be your only stronghold. And if anything got that much power over you, you better get to the mountaintop. Nancy Green, thank you so much for your seed, baby. You better hurry up. You better get to the mountaintop. If it got that much power, if it got that much control over you to where they don't hit you up, your whole day ruined. You don't feel productive. You don't feel like doing nothing. My phone dropped. Baby, you need to get to the mountaintop. You need to get to the mountaintop. Your priorities got to shift. Your priorities got to change. You got some stuff in you that need to be tore off, need to be beat off. You got to shed some old layers of yourself, just like the eagle does. And it says, after this painful process that the eagle has went through, the eagle takes his flight to rebirth from the mountaintop. And he lives for 30 more years. If you want this new life that God has for you, if you want this new kingdom life, the new you, the divine you, you got to make a decision. You got to make the decision to say, I'm going to go through the painful process of transformation. I'm going to go through the painful process of change because I cannot lay here and die. That's what I told myself all them years ago when I was going through that season of depression. Antoinette, thank you so much, baby. When I was going through that season of depression, when I was going through that season of divorce, come on now, when I was going through that season of heartache, when I was going through that season where I felt like I was all by myself, when I didn't know how I was going to make it, I could have laid there and died. I could have laid there and gave up. But if I had a gave up, oh, y'all better hear me tonight. Where would you be? I'm about to take off running in him. Come on now. If I would have laid there and died, if I would have said I can't make it out of this, if I would have said I give up, if I would have took my life, where would you be? You better hear me when I tell you that other lives are tied to your obedience. Other lives are tied to the power of God. Other lives are tied to your destiny, baby. That's why you just can't lay there and die. Come on now. I know that is painful. I know that you're going through, but you must make the decision tonight, baby, to say I'm going to go through the process of change because other people are waiting on me. Y'all was waiting on me and you didn't even know it. You ain't even know it. Like my grandma Knox say, Lil, you didn't know. See, God going to send somebody that was going to speak a word into your life. Come on now. And you're going to be that for somebody too. That's why you can't give up. That's why you can't lay there and die. Come on now. That's why you can't give up, baby. You got to press through and you got to get to the mountaintop. You got to walk your process because other people are waiting for your gift. There are people that God has ordained you 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 2 weeks from now. He has ordained you to speak into the lives of these people. You can't lay there and give up. You can't lay there and die. What's going to happen to that lady that needed to talk to you at the gas station that day? What's going to happen to them folks that needed to hear you when you started your podcast, when you started your channel? What's going to happen to that man that don't even know that he's going to run into you 3 years from now and you're going to be in a whole nother season of your life? What's going to happen to your future husband? He going to have to marry somebody else. What's going to happen to your future wife? She going to have to marry somebody else. Heal Thy Living, thank you so much for your seed, baby. See, God reminded me, he said, woman, you got to have a vision. He said, you got to be able to see beyond this mess that you're in right now. It won't be like this always. That's what I used to comfort myself with when I was on the mountaintop. I would tell myself, it ain't going to be like this always. Come on now. The ego got to comfort himself. He got to say, yeah, my beak is gone, but one day it going to grow back. Come on now. Yeah, my talons are gone and I look a hot mess right now, but one day they going to grow back. It won't be like this always. One day I'm going to take wings, baby. Come on now. And I'm going to fly up off of this mountaintop and I'm going to dominate the skies again. You might have failed. But I hear the Lord say that your comeback gonna be epic. Do you understand me? They better stay tuned, baby. I see them sitting on the edge of their seat saying, oh, wait, because your comeback is gonna be epic. They thought they saw something, but wait until they see your comeback. You gotta encourage yourself in the Lord. See, you gotta pat your own self on the back. You gotta tell yourself, I can make it. I can make it. I can get through this season. Or sacrifice. I can get through this season of crying, this season of pain. Sit in that pain and feel it. That's the best thing. One of the best things I could have ever did for myself, baby. Because when you sit in that stuff and you feel it and you write it out, write how you feel, write what you're feeling, write your thoughts, write your negative emotions and stuff. Write all that stuff down. I got that same journal that I wrote in all them years ago when I first started. It's in there in my office. I go in there and read that stuff now. I said, wow. You realize it wasn't as bad as I thought it was. Come on now. It wasn't as hard as I thought it was. It seemed hard because you're in the thick of it. But you got to remind yourself that there is a future version of me. You got to remind yourself that I will fly again one day. You got to remind yourself that I will take wings and I will mount up like an eagle. So I got to run and not be weary. I got to walk and not faint. I got to wait on the Lord, baby. Come on now. What does the scripture say? Let me get my scripture. Isaiah 40 and 31. But they that wait upon the Lord, what shall he do, baby? I feel the power of God. We about to go. But what shall he do, baby? When you wait on the Lord, what he going to do? What will he do for you? Isaiah 40 and 31. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord and he will do what? Those who wait on the Lord shall what? Renew. Renew their strength. Renew their strength. Marquavius, welcome to the membership, baby. Those who wait in the Lord, wait on the Lord, come on now, shall renew their strength. So that means that everywhere where you are weak, you will be strong again. Everywhere where you fail, you will rise again. For every tear that you cry, you will smile again. If when you sow, when you cry, you're sowing tears, you're sowing seeds. Every tear you cry is a seed. And those that sow in tears shall reap songs of joy. Your strength will be renewed. You will fly again. You will soar again. You will love again. You will love again. Do you hear what I'm telling you? You will love again. You might have went through some stuff with that man. You might have went through some stuff with that woman where you said, I don't never want nobody else. I don't never want to be married again. I don't never want to have no more children. Don't you never say never. Because those who wait on the Lord, baby, shall renew their strength. You don't know what God got for you 5 years down the line. You don't know what he got for you 3 weeks down the line. The Bible tells you that your strength will be renewed. What you think that means? You're going to love again. You're going to prosper again. God going to bring it back. He's going to restore it back to you. That's what it means when that eagle mount up with wings. He take flight from that mountaintop, baby. He don't even look like what he just been through. He don't even look like His beak was tore off. He don't even look like his feathers were gone. Because guess what? When they grow back, God say not only do they grow back, but they grow back stronger. They grow back better. Listen to the scripture. I hear the Lord say, your latter days shall be greater than your former. Oh, I can take out running in here tonight, baby. God say you ain't seen nothing yet. Oh, don't you give up. It's why you can't give up, baby. It's why you got to press. Come on now. Somebody put it in the comments, baby. Say, I got to press. I got to press, Toya. I can't give up. Because your latter days shall be greater than your former. That's what God told me. I had a moment. You know, sometimes when you get started getting a little older. I said, Lord, I'm 36. I said, I'm pushing 40. Wait a minute. I was the young thing. Now I'm auntie. I'm pushing 40. God say, woman, your latter days shall be greater than your former. And I hear him say that when you in me, when you walking in the kingdom, let me tell y'all something else God do. God will make you look younger. You will look more youthful. You will look more pleasant. You will look, everything will be better. See, that's the way it is with God. When you come into the kingdom, when you walking with him, he put his anointing on you. He put the light in you and it shines from the inside. It shines through your pores, baby. It shines through your skin. It shines. You start looking like righteousness. You start looking like God. The more you serve him, the more you look like him. Do you understand me? Your very appearance will change. I'm telling y'all what I know. Go back and look at my older videos. Go back and look at my older videos. I ain't on here just talking something. I am my product. Do you understand me? I stand by my product, baby. Satisfaction guaranteed. I know what I'm telling you work because I've seen it work for me. And it's continuing to work. God assured me. He said, yeah, you pushing 40, but you won't look it. You pushing 40, but you won't look it. Come on now. That's what I hear God saying to some of y'all. You pushing 50, but you won't look it. You pushing 70, but you won't look it. Because the Lord is renewing you. See, every day you wake up in Christ, you are renewed. You are refreshed. Even in your pores, baby. Even in your skin, everything. You just going to look different. You're going to look like you serve God. You're going to look like you blessed. Glory be to God. I told y'all, God folk look good. What you thought? God ain't got no broke down folk. God folk look good. Even when we're going through, we still look good. So, I don't care what you're dealing with. I don't care what you're going through. You still look good. Put it in the comments, baby. Say, I look good. Say it just like that. Say, I look good. I don't know what you're talking about. Look, speak life over yourself. Say, I look good. I look great. I don't look like what I've been through. That's it, baby. Put it in the comments. Say, I look good. And forget Aunt Delva that say you don't. Come on now. Say, I look good. Your latter days, your latter shall be greater than your former. Haggai 2 and 9. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former, said the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, said the Lord of hosts. This is what your daddy is saying tonight. This is what he's saying tonight. The glory of this house. The glory of this house. Come on now. You ain't seen nothing yet. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former. This is why you got to push, baby. Do you hear me? Do you hear what I'm saying to you? You got to push because it does not yet appear. See, it does not yet appear what you shall be. It ain't no way somebody could have told me 15 years ago that I would be doing what I'm doing right now. That I would be living how I'm living right now. That I would be looking like I'm looking now. That I would be on my health and wellness journey like I am now. That I would be cooking now. Come on now. Your latter shall be greater than your former. Stop talking about what you don't do. You don't know what God is doing, a new thing, baby. Stop talking about what you don't eat. Stop talking about what you don't do. And that just ain't me. And I ain't a child. Bye. God doing a new thing. Your ladder shall be greater than your former. And even with flying, God told me that. Stop talking about you don't fly. Yes, you do. Fly. He got a little God, me and God playing tug of war with that thing because he know I don't like flying. He's still working on me with that one. But he told me, stop saying that. Stop saying you don't fly. Stop saying what you don't. Stop saying you don't get on boats and stuff. Stop saying that. Your ladder shall be greater than your former. You is not the woman that you used to be. You're not the man that you used to be. Stop talking about you don't eat that dish. You don't eat this. You don't eat that. God gonna give you new taste buds, baby. God done gave me new taste buds. I'm eating kale and stuff. I'm drinking greens every morning. I done got new taste buds. My ladder shall be greater than my former. I speak prophetically over each and every one of y'all that God's gonna give you a lifestyle that you will be looking around like, who is this? Who is you? Who? Wait a minute. Who is this, baby? All that stuff you thought went for you that you want. Listen. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former, says the Lord of hosts. And listen. Listen to this scripture. Write this one down too. Job 42 and 12. So the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning. For he had 14,000 sheep and 6,000 camels and 1,000 yoke of oxen and 1,000 donkeys. The Lord blessed the latter end of Jacob. So to all of my, not Jacob, Job, excuse me. The Lord blessed the latter end of Job. So to all of my folks that you feel like your time done passed, you feel like you done got too old, you feel like you too washed up. Come on now. I hear the Lord say, go through your process of change. Go through, get to the mountaintop, see, and go through your process of transformation. Because your ladder shall be greater than your former, baby. Listen, God showed me some stuff. God said, baby, what you about to do in your 40s, it gonna blow your mind. He said, I can't show you everything you about to be doing because it's gonna blow your mind. Don't be giving up on yourself because you talking about you pushing 40, you pushing 50, you pushing 70, you pushing 80. I don't care if I'm pushing 100. I'ma still be standing on kingdom business. I'ma still be about my father's business. I'ma still be, listen, still gonna be keeping myself up. Still gonna be learning. Still gonna be reading. Still gonna be traveling. Still gonna be getting my transformation. Come on now. And I speak this prophetically over each and every one of y'all, baby. I don't care if you went through bad breakups and stuff in your past. Look, I'm speaking it over me and I'm speaking it over y'all. This our word, okay? I'm speaking to us. I'm speaking to we. I don't care if you went through bad breakups, divorces, all kind of stuff in the past. Listen to me when I tell you what God just told us in the word. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former. God say for every tear that you cry in them relationships, baby, he says, I'm sending a man, I'm sending a woman that's going to love you. Multiply. Good measure. Press down, baby. Shaking together and running over. You won't even think about them folks for what God is about to send you. Do you understand me? God wasn't playing when he said the latter going to be greater than the former. You ain't seen nothing yet. See, God needs you to get your mind right. He needs you to get transformation. He needs you to be renewed in your mind because this kingdom man that's coming, see, this kingdom woman that's coming, they own some different stuff. You can't come in with all your triggers. You can't come in with all your trauma. You can't come in with all your baggage. You got to release some of that stuff. And you got to get to the place where you are whole enough to receive what the Lord has for you, baby. I love y'all so much. I love you so much. When the eagle mount up with wings and he fly up off of that mountaintop, it's on the end, baby. Like we say, it's on like Donkey Kong. It's on like Donkey Kong, baby. It's on then. When he fly up off of that mountaintop, it's about to get real. Ooh, baby. That prey better look out. That fish better look out. Them rabbits better look out, baby. Because he got some fresh claws. He got some fresh feathers. He got a fresh, sharp beak. They better watch out, baby. Because he ain't missing this time. He might have got dull before, but he ain't missing this time. That's it, Melanie. It's on and popping. It's on and popping. And as you walk forward in your new life, your kingdom life, the devil better watch out. The enemy better watch out. The haters better watch out. Because it's on like Donkey Kong, baby. It's on and popping. It's on and popping. Once you get to that season, that promised land, that new way of life. And remember I told y'all earlier that it is closer than it appears. I know it can feel like it seems like, Toya, you saying this, you saying that, but it seems so far away from me. That is an illusion that the enemy presents to you, baby. It is not that far away from you. It is not that far away from you. Look at the rearview mirror and read the words on your rearview mirror. Objects in mirror are closer than they appear. Your destiny is closer than it appears. It is an illusion. It's not real. You are only a mindset shift away from mounting up with wings, just like that eagle. I love you. I love you. I love you. Meet me in Houston, Texas, March the 16th, 2024. It's going down, baby, for the Divine One Seminar. We got a few tickets left. Go to IamLatoyaOkeel.com and sign up, baby. Get your ticket. Don't let nobody stop you. Look, get your ticket. Come on in the room. I want to meet you live and in person in Houston, Texas, baby, on March the 16th, okay? If you can get there, get there. Also, if you're looking for a life coach, y'all keep in mind, I'm a coach. I've worked with thousands of people from all over the world. I've helped people reach their goals. I've helped people get spiritual transformation, become the person that they were divinely created to be. I've helped people get to that new way of life that I come on these videos and talk about and teach you about. If you're ready for a community of other chosen ones just like you, people that uplift one another, inspire one another, love on one another, motivate one another. I've been getting my members motivated in now. I've been sharing a lot of my waters and stuff I've been drinking. I'm walking my 10K steps every day. A lot of them are getting motivated to start back walking. They getting motivated to start drinking their water. Come on now. We doing transformation in every area of your life. It ain't just spiritual, but you getting physical transformation too. Mental transformation, emotional, financial transformation in every area of your life. We have live mentoring every Tuesday. I'm going to be mentoring with my members tomorrow night. Tomorrow night. I'm going to send y'all the Zoom link in a little bit, baby, to my members. You're going to get the Zoom link for me. So I will not be on social media tomorrow. I'm going to be live with my members in Latoya O'Keele Academy. It's only $47 a month, baby. That's a small seed that you're sowing into your divine destiny. A seed that's going to multiply over and over again. Over and over again. Look, what I be telling y'all, $1.50 a day. $1.50 a day. Sow that seed and come on in, baby. And you're going to get me live on Zoom every single Tuesday. We're interacting with one another. It ain't just a whole bunch of videos and then you just watch the videos and you on your own. No, I'm in there with you every Tuesday, but you got to show up. You got to show up. You got to be there. You can't just pay the money and then, okay, it ain't work. It ain't work because you ain't work. It ain't work because you don't never show up. It ain't work because you ain't watching none of the replays. You're investing in all this knowledge and you're not using it. You got to use it. So it works if you work it. And if you doubt whether or not it works, don't take my word for it. You don't have to listen to nothing I'm saying. Don't listen to nothing nobody say. Look at their life. Look at their fruit. Go on my channel and go back and look at them videos. Go back and look at my older videos. I stand by my product. Do you understand me? 100% satisfaction guaranteed. If you do what I'm telling you to do, what I'm coaching you on, you don't try to cut no corners, you're going to see transformation. You're going to get to the new life that God has for you. You're going to be happier than you've ever been. You're going to be smiling. You're going to be at peace. Do you understand me? Your marriage is going to be better. Your relationships, your friendships. You're going to be a better mother, a better father, a better worker on your job, better wife, better husband. Telling you what I know. This is what I've seen in my own life. And I've seen it in thousands and thousands of my clients. It works. But you got to come in and you got to work it. Okay? So if you're in that season where you're ready to get to work, sow that seed and we'll meet you inside, baby. We got a community in there where you can come in, introduce yourself, post, connect with the other members of the family. You got family all over the globe, all over the world. Come on in. And we're going to be waiting for you on the other side, baby, to welcome you in and to guide you throughout your transformation. You've been doing it by yourself long enough. You need a community. You need a coach. Come on now. It's time to get in environments where you can grow. So y'all sow that seed if you led to and come on in. I love you so much. I pray that this word, that it will bless somebody tonight. I pray that somebody will give their life to God that been running. Somebody will come into the kingdom. I pray that somebody that did not know Christ is exposed to the kingdom tonight and will give their life to Jesus, will commit their life to the rulership of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray that through this story, through this word, through this teaching, I pray that you are empowered, baby, that you leave off on a whole nother level than what you came in on this video. I come against every spirit of hindrance, every spirit, every obstacle that will try to stop you, that will try to block you, that will try to hinder you from your success in the kingdom, from your healing, from your salvation. I come against it in the name of Jesus. I speak over your household right now. Mm-hmm. I speak over that household. I declare and I decree that every soul in that house shall be saved, that every soul that is connected to you, that's connected to your bloodline, glory be to God, that the Lord shall snatch them out of the hands of the enemy, that each one of them shall be saved, that they shall be filled with the Holy Spirit, including you, and that y'all shall become the person that God has created y'all to be. In Jesus' name, and I pray that you get to the mountaintop. You get to the mountaintop, and you become. That you remove anything that is hindering you, that's stopping you, that's blocking you, external and internal, so that you can get to your season where you mount up with wings like an eagle. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, of course, it's a lot of depth to this message that I gave tonight. It's a lot of things that I can go more in depth with. It's a lot of things that I can stop and answer questions about. I can't do everything in one video. And listen, I want you to eliminate a lot of the pressure off of yourself to get everything in one video, to understand everything in one video, because transformation don't happen like that. It took me years and years and years, and I'm still trying to grasp the message. I'm still trying to come into the full knowledge. We're going to be learning for the rest of our life. Stop putting so much pressure on yourself to get everything in a one-stop shop, because that ain't the way the kingdom works. The kingdom is a grand concept that it will take you the rest of your life. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? It is going to take you the rest of your life to understand this and to take this on. Stop putting so much pressure on yourself to get everything. You're not going to get everything. All of your questions are not going to be answered. You're not going to understand everything, and that's okay. Get what you can right now and apply it to your life. Take action on what you heard. And once you master that, you move to the next thing. Move to the next thing, okay? I love y'all so much. I'm praying for y'all. I'm your coach, baby. And I'm keeping you lifted. You're going to make it. And you're going to be all right, okay? Y'all be blessed. I'll see y'all. Let me see. We'll be back Friday live, unless the Lord put something on my heart and I do a random live, do a pop-up live. Make sure you are subscribed to this channel. Make sure your notifications are on, set to all. Click that button that says all. And that's one thing I say about y'all, I love about y'all. Y'all are very good about my audience. The numbers, baby, are unmatched when it comes to the subscribers. The people that watch my channel, the majority of the people that watch my content, they are subscribed to me. So I thank y'all for that so much, because I hear a lot of creators that say, hey, hit the subscribe button. Y'all not subscribing. Y'all watching the content and you're not subscribing. I don't have that problem with my folks. Because when I look at the numbers, it be over 80%. When I look at my analytics, it's over 80% of my people that's watching the channel, they are subscribed. So y'all be understanding the assignment, baby. And I said, that's why I love my folk, baby. My folk, listen, my folk be on time. I don't know what kind of audience y'all got. I don't know what kind of folks y'all got. Come on now. That's what I'm talking about. I love y'all so much. And when I say that, I mean that. I mean that from the depths of my soul that I love you. I love you because I saw you before you even came. God showed me silhouettes of people, all kinds of people, people from all walks of life. And that's why I knew I couldn't give up. That's why I knew I couldn't lay there and die. I couldn't lay there in that bed and give up. I couldn't take them pills and take myself out. Come on now. I had to hold it together because God knew that you was going to come and you was going to need a word. You was going to need somebody to encourage you. You were going to need somebody to help you make it. And now all I'm trying to do is help you be that for somebody else. I want to pass it on. I want to help you be that for somebody else. I want to speak life into you. I want to empower you. I want to build you up so that you can make it through it and you can be that for somebody else. I love y'all. All right. Find a bite, though. Get on out of here, baby. Get on out of here. Y'all be blessed.